The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
July 17th.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Apollo, Soyuz, this is Apollo. How do you read?
We're fine.
Turn up the shuttle service. Yes. Push your coverage, your control.
Please tell us when you begin your maneuvering.
In 1975, it took the cold blackness of space to temporarily thaw out the Cold War as American and Soviet spacecraft docked for the first time in the Apollo-Soyuz test project.
Less than 5 meters distance.
Take distance, can you call
me? I'll your unit, please.
3 meters.
The meeting of three Apollo astronauts and the two-man Soyuz crew was hopefully just the beginning of a new era of international space cooperation.
Soyuz, Cox, what's your check?
Soyuz, how do you read?
Yard control, Buck River. Revise loop 3.
I am ready to open hatch 3.
Great picture, Tom, in the hatch.
Okay, I'm opening hatch 3.
Ah!
Oh, there's one.
Hello.
There they are.
Okay. Yeah, Leono's supposed to come over to the American side of the docking, mind you.
Come in here and shake hands.
It's readily apparent that the technical way of doing it, the checklist, isn't the technical way we do it in the science fiction movies.
Please sit down, Michelle.
Come here, please. Very happy to see you. This is Soyuz in the United States.
Looks like the Russian greeting, the Russian
teamwork, the Russian tradition.
Yeah, that's great.
But plans to repeat this feat of détente didn't come together until 20 years later. In 1984, the Soviets went it alone with the three-hour spacewalk outside space station Salyut 7, including cosmonaut Svetlana Savitskaya, the first woman to participate in a spacewalk. And in 2018, it was revealed that a dozen previously undiscovered small moons of Jupiter had been identified. This puts Jupiter's total at nearly 80 moons. Composer Vince Guaraldi, whose most enduring music is from the numerous Charlie Brown TV specials, was born today in 1928. Catherine Schell, who played Maya in Space 1999, was born on Earth 1944.
Did I startle you, Commander?
Wasn't that the idea?
Oh, forgive me, I meant no harm.
Who are you?
Maya, Manta's daughter.
His daughter? Just as tricky.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have warned you about the force field. Why are you so unfriendly?
I've been lied to, assaulted, seen my people brutalized, killed. Shall I go on?
Obviously, Commander, you have not fully recovered.
Mento betrayed us. Viciously destroyed.
My father would harm no one.
The creator of Babylon 5, writer J. Michael Straczynski, was born on this day in 1954. Writer Cory Doctorow was born in 1971. Reporter and iconic news anchor Walter Cronkite died on this day in 2009.
Contact light.
Engine stop. Engine arm off.
We're home.
413 is in.
Man on the moon.
Griffin,
Oh,
jeez. Tranquility base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Thank you.
Wally, say something. I'm speechless.
I'm just trying to hold on to my breath. That is really something.
Astronaut Henry Hartsfeld, who flew on three early shuttle missions, died on this day in 2014. In 1989, Star Trek The Next Generation's second season ended with a dull thud.
Now, if I could get out of here, I'd like to get back to work.
Lie still. I still have a few dozen tests to run.
Why, I feel fine.
There may be some residual memory loss. I just want to be certain that you still know who you are.
Of course I know who I am. I'm Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
I'm delighted that you're feeling better, Captain. The Admiral and I were worried about you.
Captain, I do not believe you have the authority to promote me to the rank of Admiral.
Shades of Grey is widely considered one of the weakest entries in the Star Trek franchise because it involves Commander Riker remembering clips from older episodes, because the series had quite simply run out of money to do anything else. A new writing staff was already taking shape for the show's third season. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcast and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic, arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks and anything you might want from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. There are original designs on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page of thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod will be procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by our team.